As climate change heats up the American West, it's drying out the habitat of many birds, forcing them to move north where it's cooler. One such bird is the short-eared owl. It may not be a bird you've heard of, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards found out, it's one that lots of scientists and bird lovers still give a hoot about.
Early one evening, I meet University of Wyoming Biodiversity Institute's Zoe Nelson, somewhere between Gillette and Buffalo. Shadows grow long on red bluffs and green sagebrush. We're out here as part of a program to get regular folks like me and my husband, Ken, he's tonight's driver, to help keep track of short-eared owls. The program is called WAFLES. That stands for, okay, this is a mouthful, Western Osseo Flammeus Landscape Study.
Flammeus is Latin for flaming. In the right light, they kind of have this like orangey hue.
That's Nelson, and WAFLES is just one of several citizen science programs she manages. This one is collecting data on short-eared owls to see how climate change is impacting them. Tonight's plan is for us to travel a dirt road where these owls are known to thrive, stopping every half mile to look around for them for a timed 5 minutes.
And actually, here we are. So go ahead and take and pull over. You can do a U-turn.
Okay. She coordinates volunteers all across the state. There's 50 of these grids total, all placed in their native grassland habitat where owls can hunt voles and mice.
This project spans actually all across 8 western states, but it's our first year in Wyoming, and before we even recruited volunteers, we had all of the survey locations signed up for.
Each volunteer conducts 2 surveys, one at the beginning of the peak breeding season and one, like tonight's, at the end. It's a great way to collect data, but Nelson admits it's not perfect.
People sign up, obviously, for an owl survey, hoping to see owls. And if they do, that's wonderful, it's great. But if they don't see them, it's just as important to us.
And not seeing these owls is becoming the norm. They are one of the most widely distributed owls in the world. But Nelson says in recent decades, their numbers have nosedived, down by 3/4 over the last 40 years. The National Audubon Society lists it as climate endangered, and it's on Wyoming's list of species of greatest conservation need. So we're not really counting on seeing one.
All right, well, can we step outside and
let's see
what we see?
We stand by the road looking through binoculars in every direction. Nelson takes notes.
Cloud cover, pretty clear.
But no owls, so we get in the car.
Just half a mile up?
Yeah, if you have the...
At this next stop, right next to the highway, Ken spots a bird.
Is there something flying over there?
Oh, that is a short-eared owl.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Wait, you guys, you gotta look.
I gotta see.
Oh,
my gosh. He is flappy.
All the bird books say the best way to know you're looking at a short-eared owl is its quirky flight pattern. They call it moth-like. But that's not the only way it defies typical owl behavior. It also doesn't hoot.
Seems like more like an angry cat. Not a meow, but like a cat.
Here's one I found on a bird website. We continue on our survey. As the sun goes down, we make our way to the north side of the grid near several ponds. Jeff LeBaron is with the National Audubon Society that's working on a climate watch of the world's birds. He says short-eared owls rely on wetlands like these for nesting. He says housing and energy development are replacing ponds like these.
And draining marshes and pollution and, you know, alteration of the habitat that they need to nest down here.
LeBaron says birds with really specific needs, like short-eared owls and their reliance on marshy nesting sites, are the ones most likely to feel the effects of climate change. He says warming temperatures are likely to dry up such ponds, forcing owls to move in search of better sites.
Much of their current wintering range, the climate suitability in that over the next 80 years likely to move northward.
And that means in order to adjust to warming temperatures, they're going to have to move year-round into their usual wintering areas. We finish our last survey and turn the car around. We're just heading back when...
Was there another
one? It is. That actually might be.
Wow.
That is, yep. That is totally
oh
another
my gosh.
one.
There's two. Oh, flying together.
Cool.
Wow.
So I actually think that we're seeing a courtship display.
Kind of going up and down?
You see one of them, like, corkscrew spiral up and then dip down, and the other one's kind of following it around.
Oh, okay.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Can you see him?
The male owl spirals up and then claps his wings underneath him and drops from the sky for a long, dizzying moment. We watch the display as long as the light allows, knowing there's a possibility we'll never see another one like it again. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.